This is Ozarks at Large. It's been a strange year for live music. Bands have live streamed, released music videos, hosted socially distanced in-person concert, and there has been some new music. Today, local band Jamie Lou and the Hullabaloo releasing a new record that is also familiar. The EP, Femi Socialite, was originally released a few years ago. But with the benefit of more time together as a band and a slight change in the lineup, they're releasing a new version of Femi Socialite. Jamie Lou and Garrett Brolin recently talked about the release with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis.
We have been sitting on this record for a while, and we were, through a management company we were working with at the time, we were able to connect with Chris Shaw and Joe Gastwort. And Chris Shaw did the remix for us, and Joe Gastwort did the mastering. And in the years since that album has been released, you know, the lineup has changed. We feel the sound has kind of evolved beyond the way that record was mixed. So that's what we went in, and Jamie did some alternate vocal takes. I did some more guitar, and it's mixed and mastered in just a far more just rocking kind of way. It's just got a lot more body to it, and it's far more reflective of our sound now.
Right, and then Peyton also went in and did bass, and we did all these new overdubs for this record with Eric at Homestead Recording Studios here in Fayetteville, pre-pandemic. You can't keep me under your spell. Try again. You never will, never ever will. I'll soon be great. Never looking forward. It's holding back. And all sounds the same. Nothing has changed. Oh, pull me back in.
You did start planning this before the pandemic. How did that impact your plans and timetable for getting this out?
Oh, it put us back, you know, what, maybe like a year? We still have a full record that we're working on to put out. And so we just wanted to, let's go ahead and revisit this, get this done. We've already put so much work into it. You know, we have new artwork, new merchandise. So, you know, we want to go ahead and honor this record the way it should be honored. And then, you know, 2021, we're going to see actual brand new music that we've been sitting on for, you know, a couple of years.
I think one of our biggest things with this record is we have always felt that we didn't give it its proper due, you know, when we first put it out. I think we as a band have just learned a lot since then. We've grown a lot. And, you know, it's another chance for us to kind of get this music out there in a more cohesive way and reach as many folks as we can.
So what from this remixed, re-recorded, remastered album are you most proud of?
That's a good question.
The drum sound is pretty awesome.
Yes.
I think the just the overall, the rhythm section in general, the drums and the bass, that's one thing that it's just always really awesome to play with great musicians, especially when it's a rhythm section. And I would vouch for the Hullabaloo's rhythm section any day of the week. They're great. And to have just the kick and drums and boom and bass really coming through on the record, I think that's my favorite part of the new mix.
Yeah.
Far more present.
Thank you. Shaw. And Chris Shaw, he just worked on the newest Bob Dylan record, and I think that's winning some pretty high praise right now. But, you know, some of our favorite bands he's done stuff on, like that Ween record, White Pepper. The way that record starts out is like super rhythm based, or like bass and drum based, right? But he had a lot to do with pulling those elements out more than they were before.
So do you feel like there's any song that's been completely transformed into something entirely new compared to what it was before?
Well, I would say that about probably two songs. When somebody has a new bass line, and not that the old bass line, who was done by Tim Pelton, didn't service the song, it was great. But now with Peyton, our new bass player, what he did, just it grooves so much more that it almost feels like a different song. And It Is What It Is, which is the sort of single that we just put out, that I think being able to put a completely new vocal line on that song and then have new guitar made that feel more finished and more new.
I think it went from, you know, it's a very, I guess, middle of the road kind of song, and more vibey, and the new vocal line just made it an immensely powerful song. It just kind of went from, you know, 50 to 85.
Well, when I first recorded that vocal line in 2017, I had the flu. And so this new when I got to record it this time, I was not sick.
So what are your personal favorites from this album, though?
Honestly, I think my favorite song from this record is Don't Think. It's one of my favorite ones to play live. I feel like Cheap Trick every time I play it. It's just a fun pop rock tune, and that's probably my favorite one on the record.
Socialite, the title track, and it only because I guess lyrically it's my favorite.
So what are y'all's plans for releasing this record?
So we're releasing it on December 4th, which is the first, I guess it's the first Friday that's Bandcamp Friday. Mm-hmm. Then we'll probably have another video coming out, and we're gonna try to just keep pushing it for, you know, the next 4 to 6 months as much as we can, and eventually have some vinyl come out with it, because that makes sense. We have physical just CDs right now, and we're working on some new merchandise to match up with the new artwork that Tiffany Willis did for us, which made us all into cartoons. So there's a lot of really fun elements that we're just going to continue to kind of have going on in the background. It's going to be available not only on Bandcamp on December 4th, but also, you know, Spotify, iTunes, our website, even YouTube, and just everywhere you can find it on the internet.
So following this release, December 4th, what are y'all looking forward to next? I mean, I guess it's kind of difficult to plan ahead now, but I mean, is there anything that y'all are looking forward to in 2021?
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, we as a band are in a very creative spot right now. And I think we're all, you know, 9 months into this thing. We're all feeling the bug at the same time of, hey, we got to, you know, let's get into the studio. Let's get something happening, because we've, you know, it's been so long since, you know, regular shows and gigs were a thing that, you know, you really see how much you miss that, you know, and, you know, practicing can only, you know, scratch that itch so much. So I think we're all in a really good spot as far as wanting to just put more content out there, produce more music, write. You know, we're looking into, you know, ways to better facilitate digital and online, you know, be it live streams or, you know, home recording. You know, if there's a chance we're going to be in this thing for a while longer, you know, we want to be able to keep up with that. And you know, we're excited for shows to come back, but until then, you know, we want to be able to present our music to everyone, you know, in the best way we possibly can. Right. You know, that's going along with this reissue. We, you know, we want to present everything in the best possible light, you know, put our best foot forward. So, and that's just going to carry on into 2021. Hullabaloo just trying to put out some great tunes.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to putting out these songs that we've been sitting on for a couple of years. As a songwriter, it's hard to like have a completed song you haven't put out yet. You know, it's just been sitting there, and it kind of gets a little stale, and so you got to revive it a little bit for yourself and everybody else. It's like, oh wow, this is brand new. You probably wrote it last week. So I'm excited about what Garrett said, and also, you know. Yeah, just releasing new music and just being creative for our mental health. Yeah.
Jamie Lou and Garrett Brolin of the band Jamie Lou and the Hullabaloo, speaking recently with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis. The EP, Femi Socialite, is available today on Bandcamp, Spotify, and anywhere else you find your music. You can find out more about the band at their website, jamieluandthehullabaloo.com.